and that days in the Dawah, as we basically what we've been learning has been a certain organic whole. Okay, we left off in the middle of Daf Yud Dalad Amid Aleph, where we pointed out that we have the statement of Yeshua ben Levi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Ein Smicha b'chutz la'aretz. A given that Smicha does not apply to chutz la'aretz, the Gemara asks, my Ein Smicha? Ile madalo dayene dine knasos klal b'chutz la'aretz, that musmachim do not have their power in chutz la'aretz of being done. Dine knasos hatanan Sanhedrin no heges, bein ba'aretz, then b'chutz la'aretz. You can't do any more than have a Mishnah. You have a Mishnah in Makos. Ela delo samchinan b'chutz la'aretz. The creation of a musmach cannot be made in chutz la'aretz. And here the Gemara says, pshita somchin b'chutz la'aretz v'nismachin b'aretz. The process of smicha is ish mipi ish. So if the giver is in chutz la'aretz, and the receiver is in Eretz Yisrael, ha'amrinan delo. We've already said that there is no such smicha. Ela somchin va'aretz mismachin b'chutz la'aretz mai. What about the opposite direction, where the somech is in Eretz Yisrael, nismach is in chutz la'aretz? So Gemara then continues. What is this pshita delo samchinan b'chutz la'aretz? That is, if the somech is in chutz la'aretz, it's not going to work, and the Gemara is eventually going to say that hu hadin, if the nismach is in chutz la'aretz, it's not going to work. Is this a pasuk? Is this a svara? What did you see in this matter? Why should smicha be limited if the power of the musmach applies even in chutz la'aretz? So why should the process of giving smicha be limited to be dafkan Eretz Yisrael? What's this pshita of the Gemara? So I didn't find anything previously in the Bavli, but I looked around in the Achronim. So in the Achronim, one of the Achronim that we haven't touched all that much, but again, you know, he wrote a very beautiful Perush, and it's found in the Kovetz, the Toras Chaim. He was an early Achron in the 1600s. His brother was the Tfuas Shor, who was like a posik Achron in terms of Hilchos Shchita. So he wants to go back to what we learned last week. Last week on Yom Revi'i and Yom HaZikaron, we pointed out that the first smicha was given from Moshe to Yehoshua, and we pointed out that smicha was more than a smicha, that's what we thought. That there was also a minui of malchus, maybe a handing over of nevuah, and yitachen. Maybe the Gemara is assuming that part of smicha is also handing over a certain level of kedusha, of shefa eloki, whatever that may mean. Isha sheruach bo, benasata mehodcha alav, that we're dealing over here with the transference of some aspect of relationship to the Shechina, and therefore you need Eretz Yisrael. The Shechina is only found on a constant plane in Eretz Yisrael. Just as only Nevuah in Eretz Yisrael, so maybe there's also Shechina in Eretz Yisrael. But again, that's a svar. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe that was sui generis. Maybe that was dafka by Moshe and Yehoshua. It doesn't apply from Yehoshua to the Zakenim and the Zakenim Tanshikas Agdola, etc. However, Rabbi Akiva Eger was very good to us here, and Rabbi Akiva Eger points out on the Gemara, when it comes to Rabbi Zeira, we'll see a little later, Ayen Yerushalmi Peregimel Debikurim. So, Behemet, Rabbi Akiva Eger was pointing out that this story of Rabbi Zeira, who didn't want to have smicha, he didn't want to be well known, he wanted to be a tsanua and an anav, etc. He didn't want to have a title in front of his name. That whole story is brought in the Yerushalmi as well, with a little more flair than it's brought over here in the Bavli. But over there in the Yerushalmi, we have an addition to the Bavli, and that's what I brought for you in the first page of the Mar Makomos, where it says Talmud Yerushalmi. Rabbi Ami Sha'al Rabbi Simon, Shamis Shememanin Zekenim B'chutz La'aretz. Have you heard anything about the issue of being memane zekenim, of giving smich and chutz laretz. Amar lei, shamati she'ein memane zekenim b'chutz laretz. I heard such a halacha from Yehoshua ben Levi that we're not memane zekenim and chutz laretz. Amar Rabbi Levi, yitachen that this is the previous generation. Amar Rabbi Levi, v'lo mikra malehu. It's a pasuk. We have a pasuk in Yecheskel, ben Adam. Beis Israel Yoshvim al Admasam. That we know that Yecheskel was always given the kinu of Ekash Baruch Hu of being a mortal, of being a human being, Ben Adam. And he's being told that Beis Israel Yoshvim al Admasam, that Klal Yisrael are inhabiting or have a certain degree of kvius al Admasam. Hakol Yeshiva Shelcha lo yehe. Ela ala admasecha. Anything which is going to represent some sort of kvius of Klal Yisrael, some sort of halachic kvius of Klal Yisrael, ko yeshiva shalcha lo yehe ala admasecha. What does that mean? Okay, we have a gzeras hakosov somehow that was applied to smicha, but what exactly is this gzeras hakosov? So here, I think that let's return to what we spoke about by Kiddush HaChodesh. We have over here the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, who is giving us the gist of the halacha. Ein somchin zekenim b'chutz la'aretz. And then the Rambam at the end of the halacha, we'll come back to the middle in a minute. V'kol eretz Yisrael she'achziku ba olei Mitzrayim re'uya l'smicha. This lachora is something that should raise our eyebrows. That we all know that the Kedusha Rishona, the Kedusha of Olei Mitzrayim, Kidsha L'Shaita, V'lo Kidsha L'Asid L'Ho. That was a temporary Kedusha that lasted until Nebuchadnezzar destroyed Eretz Yisrael. The moment we went out to Golos Bavel, that Kedusha left us. When Ezra returned, then the Kedusha Shnia, Kidsha L'Shaita, V'Kidsha L'Asid L'Ho. We call Olei Bavel. Olei Bavel, Ezra, the boundaries were much smaller, and that is what is meaningful in terms of trumos and maestros, etc. So mapitom that smicha should go after some theoretic or earlier boundaries. So look at the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah mentions in the second section, v'chol eretz Yisrael shechziku, nire shehotzi kein, mimai diamrina b'reish Sanhedrin, v'ksavo rabbeinu b'sof perek zeh, she'reshus b'nei eretz Yisrael mo'eles l'ayoros Ha'omdos al ha'gvulin. If you recall, we had the whole issue, what is the realm of the Nasi, and what is the realm of the Reish Galusa, what is the realm of the Shevet, and what is the realm of the Machokek, and we said that the realm of the Nasi, the Rishus of Eretz Yisrael, goes to Ayaros ha'omdos al ha'gvulin, to the boundary cities. V'im la'ayaros ha'elu mahani, kol shkein de mahani l'mashach ziku olei mitzrayim ha'fishol ziku olei bavel. So the Kesef Mishnah says, so kanir'eh, that these boundaries are the original boundaries of Olei Mitzrayim, and so you see that the smicha extends that far. But how did the Kesef Mishnah know that that's the definition of the Ayaros Omdos al Hagvulin? Maybe we're talking about Ayaros Omdos al Hagvulin that are connected to Olei Bavel. It's very unclear, but the Radvaz takes a very, very different approach. Ein somchin zekenim. Let's go to the second section. V'chol eretz Yisrael, afal pishal ziku ba Olei Bavel, afal gav inachinami einak eretz Yisrael yin trumos u'maisros uliktsas devarim. However, l'inyan minu yismuchim hakol hu eretz Yisrael, v'chein l'inyan hadar be'eretz Yisrael. That there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, that applies to the gvulos of Olei Mitzrayim. But linyan nikvarba, the gzula of being buried in Eretz Yisrael is within the original gvulos of Olei Mitzrayim. Ulishar kedushas Eretz Yisrael dinam shava. Ukvar herich bazeh baal sefer kafta v'ferach. Namely, this is what we pointed out. I gave you the article from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. There are also parallel divrei Torah of Rav Yosha Ber Soloveitchik. That aside from the world of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, there's also a Shame Eretz Yisrael. And this Shame Eretz Yisrael is not only for smicha, but it has a lot of ramifications. And just to try and and renew your memories. We spoke about the world of Eretz Yisrael in terms of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur Hashanah, that Eretz Yisrael is more than simply an area of land where the land itself has a degree of Kedusha in terms of the produce of the land. We'll just skip down to one more Marah Makom, to the Rambam in Hilchos Bechoros. Over there the Rambam is defining the mumche, that in order to check a bechor of an animal, to know whether it is kadosh or not kadosh, we need a mumche to be able to tell us whether it has a mum or not. And that mumche was a samuch, as we saw. And the Rambam points out over there, Ukvar bi'arno b'tchila Sanhedrin, she'ein nikra bezdin bistam, ela samuch, the Eretz Yisrael. Vein shahaya samuch mipi samuch o haskamas b'nei Eretz Yisrael menos Rosh Hashiva. This we'll see later on. But the ikar over here is the continuity. L'fisha b'nei Eretz Yisrael, heim asher nikraim kahal. V'hashem kraam kol hakahal. Afilu hayu asara achadim. Even if you only have 10 Jews in all of Eretz Yisrael, and you have millions of Jews in Chutz Laaretz, we view the millions of Jews as individuals, and we view those 10 Jews who were in Eretz Yisrael as the Klal. The Rabbi Dardek, when he spoke here in Yom HaTzmut, sort of echoed this, where he pointed out that he felt that when he was in Oakland, as much Hashpah as he was having Hashpah on this individual, and that individual, and that individual. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, even if his role appears to be a much more minor role, but he feels he's part of a greater whole. And that's the concept of it Ram speaks about, Shebenei Eretz Yisrael, Heim HaNikraim Koho. This is what defines the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. This is what defines the Koh Yisrael Arevim Zeba Zeba. And Choshishim Lemisha Zulasam B'chutz La'aretz, Kamo Shebiarno B'horios. That in terms of Par He'elim Davar Shel Tzibur, the tzibur that is spoken of is the tzibur living in Eretz Yisrael. Even in Chutz La'aretz, you have many more Jews, but that doesn't define Klal Yisrael. So all of these halachos that are mentioned in terms of Hador be'Eretz Yisrael, Nikvar ba, and Hu Hadin Smicha, we're dealing with the world of Klal Yisrael. We're dealing with that defines the tzibur. And so we pointed out that the role of the Sanhedrin is not just to be the Amud Hahora'a, not just the Paskin. That's the role of Sanhedrin, which is dealt with in the Mishnah on the Beis Amid Aleph. What are all of the areas of Psak Halacha that the Sanhedrin is involved in? But aside from that, we also have Kibush Rabim, in which the Sanhedrin serve as the voice of Rov Yisrael. We also have Kiddush HaChodesh, Ibur Hashanah, in which the Sanhedrin, according to the Rambam, Rambam holds this as Din Sanhedrin, serve as the voice of Klal Yisrael. So anytime that we're going to have that which serves as the voice of Klal Yisrael, it's going to be connected to Eretz Yisrael. So when you put together the statement of Ole Bavel, namely Ole Bavel relates to the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael that were that were conquered by Klal Yisrael. So even if the Kedusha no longer relates to those Gvulos, but the Shem Eretz Yisrael relates to those Gvulot. And then we take that together with the Rambam and Hilchos Bechoros, that this is Din of Kohol, and that links in with Smicha, so one can understand then that this would be the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Ko Yeshiva Shalcha, any kvius that you're going to speak about, lo yehei ela al adma secha. And the Sanhedrin represents the kvius of Klal Yisrael. That the Klal Yisrael are mekadesh v'chodesh. Klal Yisrael create kibush rabim. Klal Yisrael deal with the par he'elim davar shel tzibur. These are all dinim of kohol. And then, you know, the Rabbi Shimon Levi's statement that ein smicha ela be'eretz Yisrael fits in very, very beautifully to this framework. Okay? So again, if you're looking for Xeris HaKasav, we have a Pasuk in Yecheska. If you're looking for a Svara, which is nice, so you have the Svara of the Taras Chaim, of the fact that Smicha involves also an aspect of Shechina. But if you're looking for something that will pull together a whole bunch of issues, that would give it a certain sense of unity. And this is what we saw in the writings of the Rav in terms of Kiddush HaKodesh, where that anything that relates to Klal Yisrael requires Eretz Yisrael, and Smicha, in terms of giving the Sanhedrin the status of Rov Yisrael, for Kibush Rabin, for Kiddush HaKodesh, for Kol HaDarba, etc., that would fit in with the Pasuk and fit in with the Rambam's definition of the Gvulos and fit in with the statement of Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Okay, that's all Aleph. Bet, let's continue. So the Gemara says that Pshita, that if the Somchin are in Chutzar, and Smachin Eretz Yisrael, that's not going to work. What if the Somchin are in Eretz Yisrael and the Smachim are in Chutzlaretz? Toshma, Rav Yochanan Ave Mitztayra Leid Rav Yishaman Bar Abba, Delo Have Gabayhu Le Mismache. That poor Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba was in Chutzlaretz, and Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael, and he wasn't able to give smicha to someone who wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the Gemara that if one party is in Chutzlaretz, be it the Masmich or be it the Musmach, there's no smicha. However, the Rambam takes this one step further to that which is not black and white in the Gemara. And the question is if the Rambam's diuk is necessary. Let's look back at the Rambam, Perek Dal Alachavot. Ein somchin zekein b'chutz laaretz afal pi she'elu hasmuchin nismachu b'eretz Yisrael. Afilu hayu hasomchin b'aretz v'nismach b'chutz laaretz, ein somchin. Ein tzarech omer hayu hasomchin b'chutz laaretz v'nismachin b'aretz. So far, so good. Hayu shnehem b'aretz, somchin oso, that if both the givers and the receivers are in Eretz Yisrael, the ish mi pi ish, both Ishim are in Eretz Yisrael, then Smicha works. Here the Rambam adds, Af al pi she'eino im hasmuchim b'makom echad. There is no need for there to be contact, physical contact, between the Nismachim and the Mismachim. There's no need for them to be in the same arena. Ela sholchen lo. You can have one in Galil and one in Yehuda. You can have one in the Negev, and you can have one in the Arava. Sholchen lo, or kosvin lo, shehu samach, venosten lo reshus, lo adun dine knosos, ho, well, the bottom line is, shnehem ba'aretz. Now the question is, where did the Rambam see this? This is not black and white in our sugya. Our sugya speaks about the issue if one is in Chutz La'aretz, the other one's in Eretz Yisrael. If both are in Eretz Yisrael, do they have to be together or not? If you just turn over the page of Mar Makomos that you have, we have a Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos, which is mashma different. If you look in 1, 2, 3, 4th line of the Rambam in Perush HaMishnayos here in Sanhedrin, the Rambam says, "Ein smicha b'chutz la'aretz, ela tzarch she'i ha-mismaneh, v'ha-memanim oso be'eretz Yisrael yachad." That's his language, yachad. Yachad generally means together. Not that they're both simply in the land, but yachad, that there's a certain connection between them. That's that lechora, you know. It's where did the Rambam see that as long as they're in Eretz Yisrael, one's in Haifa and one's in Be'er Sheva, that's good enough. So this bothered the Kesef Mishnah and the Radvaz, and each they both said the same thing. Let's look in the Kesef Mishnah. Hayushneim ba'aretz nira shelemada mimashik kasavnu b'samuch. The cave on Shamu b'Gemara somkin ba'aretz u'nismachin b'chutz la'aretz lo samkei mashma ha'somkin v'nismachin ba'aretz matzi samkei afilu enam yachad. The fact that Gemara had a question, what if one is in Eretz and one is in Chutz La'aretz, it appears that the issue is not one of distance but one of boundaries. Mashen can, if they're both within the same boundary, that's enough. The afilu somkin v'nismachin ba'aretz b'nashu b'makom echad. Mayir yesomchin ba'aretz yismachin b'chutz la'aretz. Ha'afilu shneim ba'aretz. Kevan she'enav makom echad lo'matzu samchei. Vadei keda amran. At the moment that the Gemara is asking only about Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, it's mashma, there's no need for proximity. The only question is there a need for them both to be in Eretz Yisrael? Hu adinuchin the Radvaz, and somchin z'chutz la'aretz, perakama Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, and smicha b'chutz la'aretz, masik la'pshita, somchin b'chutz la'aretz, and ma'aretz ha'amrinan. From the Gemara, it appears that the only issue is one of being beyond the boundaries, not an issue of proximity. Shulchan Amman. That's what both the Kesef Mishnah and the Radvaz have to say. But I think you saw in the Yad Ramah that this is two deos in the Yad Ramah. The first deos says, right, next to the last makar, the istim afarshe, the Yad Ramah quotes those who mefarshe. We don't know exactly who this is at this moment, although we'll see in a few minutes. The hachi kami boile. Mi mahani, if one is in Eretz Yisrael and one's in Chutz La'aretz, mi mahani ki ilu isnahu gabayu bishas smicha, o dilma kevan delesnu gabayu bishas smicha lo mahani yola. There are those that learn that the whole question of the Gemara is, do you need proximity or don't you need proximity? The example that's given is Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. But the same question would apply to Haifa and to Beersheba. That's the question of the Gemara. Do you require proximity, or don't you require proximity? In other words, not like the Kesef Mishnah, not like the Radvaz, and then there would be no makar for the Rambam. Maybe the same way that Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz is no good because there's no proximity, Hu Hadin Chayfa and Beersheva would be no good. Ulahai Perusha ki hechin bi boyet kishayim nismachin b'chutz la'aretz, hochinami ti boyle kishayim smuchin b'yehuda v'nismachin b'golil. Exactly our issue. The Somech is in Yerushalayim, the Nismach is in Haifa, we would have the same question. But the Yad Ramah rejects this. Ela midaloka miboyle, ela b'dav nismachim b'chutz la'aretz, shma minakir pirashis. Yad Ramah says, no. Had the Gemara wanted to say the question is one of proximity, why would it have brought up Chutz La'aretz? It could have brought up Yehuda and Golil. The fact that the example which is given is Chutz La'aretz means that's the only issue. There's no need for proximity. The only issue is one of Chutz La'aretz. Machlokes Rishonim. Who are these Ismefarshe? So here, Baruch Hashem, we got them in the last year, the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia. The Tosfos Chachmei Anglia point out smuchin ba'aretz v'nismachin b'chutz la'aretz. Hiksha Rav Yosef tifshot, the Gemara should have brought a raya mi Rav Yehuda ben Baba shesamach heizakenim. We just previously learned the Gemara in the Tapach Daf Yud Daled Amud Aleph. Rav Yehuda ben Baba wanted to be somach zakenim, and so he went between two cities and between two mountains and brought the five zakenim there. And then was masmech them, and then told them to run away. I amris lo beinu shiu etzlo. If the Rambam is really correct, and there's no need for the smuchim nismachim within Eretz Yisrael to be in proximity, lama heviyam etzlo l'sitam b'sakana. All of those five zakenim were in hiding. Here he takes them out of hiding to bring them all together to give them smicha. Who needs that? He could have just written them a letter. He could have sent them a shliach. And everything would have been fine. Why would he put them all in danger? Why did he put himself in danger? Namely, he could have stayed in hiding. They could have stayed in hiding. He could have been masmich them via the mail. He could have been masmich them via carrier pigeon. Why in the world did he put everyone in sakana? Kanireh, that you have to have proximity. But what kind of question is this Rav Yosef? If you were in the Gemara like the Yad Ramah, they couldn't have brought a raya from Rav Yehuda ben Baba. According to the Yad Ramah, the whole question is one of Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara is not talking at all about proximity. This question only makes sense the question of Rav Yosef, why not bring a raya from Yehuda ben Baba, only makes sense according to the Isma Farsha, that the whole question is, do you require proximity or not? Then you can ask a question, why not bring a raya from Yehuda ben Baba, who kind of required proximity? And the answer of the Rav Yosef sticks within the same framework. He doesn't move over to the Yad Ramah. Nirali lepersume milsa kadeshi aminu she smachan. That really, the question of the Gemara is, do you require proximity or not? But they didn't bring the raya from Yehuda ben Baba because he had another factor involved. He had another cheshbon. He was afraid that in the situation of Eretz Yisrael in his time, were he not to be mefarsem, that he's giving them smicha, people wouldn't believe that they were smusmachim. Shim loken lo yaminu shemasar nafshel b'sakana kidei l'somchan. In other words, that if it had not been a problem of emuna, no one would have had to be moser nefesh. V'tzarech iyun, l'viya, ul'kach nokat ben shnei ayoros gedolos ben shnei tuchumei shabbos. Not like Rashi said, that he placed himself in a place where he's going to save the lives of everyone else because no one is close by. Pumfaker, Kadeshietze Lakol. He wanted it to be close to two cities so that the kol should go out to both cities. Namely, the whole purpose was to be Mefarsim as much as possible. And so Bedafka, he looked for a place that would that the Pirsum would be an immediate Pirsum and in as great a manner as possible. But you see, within the realm of Chtosis Chachmei Anglia, they understood that this Gemara, Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, are simply technical details that have nothing to do with the real Abaya. The real Abaya is, do you need proximity or don't you need proximity? It gave a dugma of Eretz and Chutz La'aretz. This is like the Yisna Mefarshe. Okay, the Rambam didn't learn like that. The Rambam learned like the Yad Ramah, like the Radvaz, like the Kesef Mishnah, that the whole issue was one of Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, of Shechina, of Gzeres HaKosov, of Kohol, however you want to learn. But once both are in Eretz Yisrael, really there is no need. What do we do the question? You give the same answer. What did the Rav Yehuda ben Bava? Why did he sacrifice if really there was no need? Okay, that could be for the answer which is given by Tosfos Chachmei Anglia. But the question of Chachmei Anglia never would have gotten off the table had he not started off understanding like the Isma Farshi. What's the tifshot? It's not a tifshot. It's nothing to do with our sugya. Okay, so that's point number two. Okay, so we have a machlokes rishonim as to whether within Eretz Yisrael does there have to be eye contact between the nismach and the musmach. The Perush HaMishnayos of the Rambam and Sanhedrin and the Ista Mefarshe and the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia assume that there may have to be eye contact, that's part of the Abaya of the Gemara. Masha'en came the Rambam in the Yad and the Yad Ramah himself, the Radvaz and the Kesef Mishnah, they all are medayik in the Gemara that the only issue is one of that neither side, the Masnech or the Musmach, should be in Chutz La'aretz. But once they're both in Eretz Yisrael, there's no issue.
Just according to Rashi's understanding that they're putting everybody to save everybody from danger, if he had sent letters to any town, then those towns would have also been in danger, which is a reason they would have to be...
Okay, assuming that they were in towns. Maybe they weren't in towns. Maybe they were in caves. I don't know. It's hard to know exactly what the Metzius was at that time. It's clearly it was not a normal Metzius. That's clear. Okay, what's left is the continuity of the Gemara, so let's just continue. We're up to Rabbi Shimon ben Zirud, right? Rabbi Shimon ben Zirud v'chad imei umana Rav Yonasan bar Achmai. Amri Rav Yonasan bar Achmai v'chad imei umana Rav Shimon ben Zirud. Chad havei gabayhu samchuhu. Chad lo havei gabayhu lo samchuhu. The havei gabayhu, according to the understanding of the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka, in Eretz Yisrael, even if not in proximity, according to the Yisra Mefarshe, someone who was in proximity. Rabbi Chanina v'Rav Hoshia havei ko mishtaked Rav Yochanan l'mismachinhu, lo havei mistaya milsa. What's the problem? They were all in Eretz Yisrael. What's the big deal? So he should have been masmich them, be a shliach, etc. Havei ko mitztayer tuva. And he had tremendous agmas nefesh from this. So before we see the hashgacha pratis, Rashi understands what is the issue. Lo mistaya milsa kishahayu etzlo in achinam. They were even by him. Lo haya motzi shnayim sheyitztarfu imo l'somcho vanan tlasa be'inan. The issue over here is not where they were, but you need a bezdin. Right? This was what we saw on Bayud Gimel and Beis, that you need three. For smicha and smicha sekenim begimel. Here, the Yad Ramah points out that which would appear to him to be a davar pashut. The Yad Ramah. I forgot to photostat it. Okay, what does the Yad Ramah say? Why was it so difficult for him to find three? What was he looking for? What level of three? Three musmachim. He was looking for three musmachim to gather at that time of gzeira, Three musmachim was difficult for him. That's what the Yad Ramah points out. Lo hay mistaya milsa kishayu etzlo. Lo hayu shnayim smuchin mitzuyin etzlo. Lehitztarif imo kedeg l'samcha. Who definitely does not learn like the Yad Ramah? The Rambam. The Rambam says, out of the three, how many have to be musmachim? Only one. So what was the big deal? To find two other people. Find the mezuzah. You need two other people. What was the big deal? But I meant that's, in other words, it's a very powerful raya that the three all have to be musmachim. We saw the Rambam worked off of the story of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, that it appears that even though there were two others with him, their names weren't mentioned, they kvodo. So it appeared as though there was one musmach and two non-musmach. But over here, if it was so difficult for him, unless you want to say that's the degree of gzeira, that even two people were afraid to do it because of the death sentence on giving smicha. In any case, they said, lo nitztar amar, you shouldn't feel bad, danami beis elika asinan, and there's a chola on us from the time of our great ancestor, lo yeh zaken bebeischa kol hayamim, and the zaken is not only an issue of physical age, that's one aspect, that says kol marvis beischa yamusu anoshim, that they're going to die young. Ella, the zaken means that there's not going to be a musmach. Okay. Rabbi Zeira havikam mitmir he was hiding. He didn't want to get smicha. Rashi explains. The Gemara explains. The Amar Rav Elazar Yolam Yehei Kaval VeKayam. If you want to be able to live a long life, stay away from positions of authority. That a person should stay away from the Rabbanut. Should stay away from positions. Should mekaveret et ba'aleha. That the position of authority brings upon it a position of responsibility, and it's very hard to be able to live up to the responsibilities. The same Rav Elazar, another statement, that we always require fresh starts, and so one fresh start is when you get married. But Kanered Rabbi Zeira was already married, so he needed another fresh start. So over here, the moment he became a musmach, he would have a fresh start. That's what the Yerushalmi, the context of the Yerushalmi in Bikurim, brings psukim for all of these dinim in terms of mochen lo kol abanosav, as amtsi le'anafshe, so he pushed himself to get smicha, and people sang to him that he is the real, true, blue musmach, who doesn't need any makeup, who has a personality of a gadol. And then they sang to Rabbi Asi as well, that he represented the highest level of musmachim. And then Rabbi Avahu also was sung to in terms of his unique gadlus b'torah and gadlus in midos. Okay. That's what we have over here in the sugya. The chiddush that goes beyond the sugya is that of the Rambam. And this chiddush is found in two variations, two editions, one in the Perush HaMishnayos and one in the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Lahalacha. So let's read them both, Birshutchem. That the Rambam begins in the Perush HaMishnayos, if you just turn over the page, that he goes through what is the classic smicha, and then he deals with what does the three consist of, three musmachim or one musmach and two others, and then he moves over va'ani savur, right? About 10 lines down, about 5 words from the end of the line, va'ani savur, there's a period, va'ani savur, the Rambam has a svara, he says himself, this is his own chiddush, and he explains why he came about to this chiddush, she'im tihiyah haskama, mikol ha'talmidim va'achachamim, that if all the Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz, we'll see in a minute where, decide, l'manot ish b'yeshiva, klomar shi'ya'asuhu rosh, if they decide to accept upon themselves the authority of one of them, they say, this person is the Godol Hador, we want him to be our leader, b'tnai shi'yezeh b'Eretz Yisrael k'mo she'ikdamnu, if they go through this process within Eretz Yisrael, which is a necessary place and setting for smicha. Harei oso ha'ish tiskayem lo ha'yeshiva. Then this individual is going to have a permanent set of authority, right? This reminds you of the pasuk in Yechezkel, kol yeshiva sha'ata moshiv lo ye'eret ele be'eretz Yisrael, v'yeh samuch. He is going to be considered, al pi halacha, to be a musmach, v'yismoch hu achar kach ed mishi yirtza. And then it can be masmich, even 70 of those who gave him smicha, he'll be masmich them, and you'll have a Sanhedrin. What brought about this idea of mine? Because the alternative is lo yeh efsharut mitziyut bezdin hagadol la'olam. Is that now, says the Rambam, that smicha has been lost, it's been broken, so then how can there ever be a Sanhedrin? You need smuchim. We have haftacha b'shivasam, that the Sanhedrin is going to return. Ba'amro, va'ashiva shoftayach b'rishona. We daven three times a day. Hashiva shofteinu k'v'rishona. What are we davening for if this is an impossibility? We can't have shoftayach b'rishona because there's no smicha. So what would be our pat answer? Mashiach. V'shema tomar shemashiach yimane osam. Va'af al pi sheinom smuchim. Harei ze mukhash. That's not the role of Mashiach. Mashiach isn't going to create a new Torah. Mashiach is going to work within the rules. Lufi shekvar biyarnu b'avdama sifreinu zeshe Mashiach lo yosef b'torah v'lo yigra mimenu lo Torah shebichsav lo Torah sheba alpeh. That's how we know that Yeshu is not Mashiach. You can't have a Mashiach who is going to change halacha. And if the halacha is ish mipi ish mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, Mashiach can't change that halacha. So there must be another process. Va'ani savar shasanhedrin that I'm speaking about, toshel lufnei yiskalos ha-Mashiach. There's no need to wait for Mashiach. All you require is the haskama of kol ha-talmidim v'achachonim. V'yeze mi simanav. Lehefech, this will be one of the simanim that we're coming close to ikvasa de Mashiach. Like nowadays we have kibbutz golios, so we'll also have ashiva shavtayach kivarishana. So we'll have another bracha in Shmona Esrei, which is being fulfilled. V'yotzayach kivatchila. V'achar kach, continuing in the psukim, v'yikare lecha yir hatzedek. That will bring about Mashiach and Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash. V'ziyeh b'li safek asher yachshir Hashem libos b'nei Adam. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to have a hashpa'ah, have an influence on individuals, and they will get together and be able to talk to one another, and they're going to be able to come to an agreed candidate. The yirbu mema'asa hatov, that their everyone's machshava will only be for the good of Klal Yisrael. The tigdal tishukasam l'Hashem, that they'll want to recreate whatever relationship we can possibly have with our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ule toraso the yisrael be'yoshram, and there's going to be a sense of integrity. And they're all going to come to the same objective conclusion that X is considered to be their candidate to be the Rosh. Lefnei bo ha-Mashiach. This is all going to bring about Mashiach. Emotion is boyer, bepsukei ha-mikra. Okay, very beautiful. Right? It's nice to learn this, particularly at this time of the year. Celebrating Yom Ha'atzmaut, Yom Yerushalayim, you know, it's Aschal to the Geula, v'chulei v'chulei. So we have over here another stage of Aschal to Geula. Not only was this a svara of the Rambam, but within the Yad HaChazaka, he paskins it, right? V'nirin li hadvarim, says the Rambam. In the second line, she'im hiskimu kol hachachamim sheberet Yisrael, lemanos dayonim v'lismochosam hareilu smuchim, v'yesh lem rodun dinei knasos, v'yesh lem lismoch acherim, Im kein lama hayu chacham mitztarin al asmicha, kidei shelo yevatlu dinei knasos mi Yisrael. If it's so easy, so what's the big deal that smicha was batal? Let's just reestablish it today. Tefishi Yisrael mefuzari. Iyev shashi yaskimu kulan. How do we get to a situation? Time of the Rambam. The Gedolim were in Spain. The Gedolim were in North Africa. They were in Europe. They weren't in Eretz Yisrael. Im haya sham samach mi pi samach. In other words, that we have these two tracks. You have the track of Samach Mipi Samach and the track of the Heskimu Kol Chachamim. But that track in time of the Rambam was an impossibility. Then the Rambam continues, v'hadavar tzarech achreya. Namely, that which I took for granted in the Perush HaMishnayos, that's certainly going to work. And even I was very, very optimistic in terms of Hilchos Sanhedrin, but it's not so pashut. So what's not so pashut? So generally, what's understood is that the Rambam was not chozer bo from his eitzah, just practically, who is counted? Where, in other words, how do we decide who are the Talmidei Chachamim who are going to be choosing this gadol? In other words, the Rambam pointed in the Perush Mishnayos that they should all choose one individual. That has to be, in other words, a tremendous jump, leap of faith. But who are they practically? How does one decide what is the cutoff point for who would be considered to be in this realm of Hiskimu Kol HaChachamim Shebe Eretz Yisrael? That is a real issue. In any case, this is Rambam. The question is, where did the Rambam pull this out of his hat? You know, is the my wife and I remember that a number of years ago we were for a Shabbos by a very wonderful individual who was a scientist and a fine Talmud Chacham, etc. In the bathroom they had just this pile of magazines on magic. There are also these magazines that come out every month and so we asked her, like, what are these doing in your house? He says, I enjoy sleight of hand. Right? In other words, so what's the sleight of hand which is being viewed over here? How did the Rambam pull this rabbit out of the hat? Like, where did he get this idea from that all of a sudden, in other words, if you have haskama of all the chachamim, that's going to create a musmach? No, so you tell me, where did he pull this out of the hat? You have the answer. You know the answer. What's the answer?
Moshe
Rabbeinu
gave him
smicha. Moshe kibel Torah Sinai.
But did he even get smicha from Sinai? Did he get smicha from Pais?
You can't exactly. I mean, you could call a Zohar the Kuchibrichu Oraisa the Yisrael Chadhu and say, well, just like Kadosh Baruch Hu can give smicha, Kla Yisrael can give smicha. But I think that. But you should be able to say the answer. Yes.
When the last musmach, like the set of Kiddush HaChodesh, that you can sort of the continuation of smicha.
That basically we pointed out who are these musmachim? Why is the smicha only in Eretz Yisrael? What role do these musmachim play aside from paskening?
They represent
Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael can choose their representatives. In other words, when you add one and one, you get two. If these serve as representatives of Klal Yisrael, so Klal Yisrael can choose their representatives. Namely, there are two ways of setting up the representatives. One is like the American system of having delegates who are going to choose the representatives, right? That you have an electoral college, and they're going to choose representatives, ish mi pi ish. And the other is you have popular democracy, that simply you go according to the vote. You have a vote of a rove. Rove Yisrael are choosing their representatives. The Sanhedrin serve as Rove Yisrael because they were elected. But who is defined as Rove Yisrael? Two conditions. A, have to be in Eretz Yisrael, and B,
the other person, the Muslim.
You have to be a Talmid Chacham. You have to be a Talmid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. The Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael, they represent Rove Yisrael. If there are seven Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael and 5 million Jews in Chutz Laaretz, the seven Talmidei Chachamim can choose a leader. That's the leader of Klal Yisrael. There, in other words, that you need to be a Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. So, but what if you only have three Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael? Two? Okay. But how do you define who's a Talmid Chacham? What do you have to know? Chumash, Nach, Mishnah, Gemara, Zohar, Rav Nachman. What do you have to know to be considered to be a Chacham? And that's the Rambam Tzarech Achreya. That we have no clear. Maybe that would be the role of Mashiach. That Mashiach will say, you're the Chachamim. You get together, put you in a room until this white smoke comes up, and you choose a Rosh, and then that Rosh can then now restart. But we need
Chachamim choose a Rosh. I thought we had said all Klal Yisrael chooses.
Klal Yisrael are defined as people who represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People who represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all Jews potentially represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Banayach Limudei Hashem. Any Jew could be a Talmud Chacham. That's what you learn from Rabbi Akiva. You could start off as a boor and a ma'aretz, and you could sit down and learn and become a Rabbi Akiva. Any Jew can become a Talmud Chacham. Kol Banayach Limudei Hashem. That's a pasuk, right? That every Jew can become a Talmud Chacham. It's a question of knowing how to teach, how to transfer them. Every Jew can grow. Every Jew can become a Talmud Chacham. There was a very special individual who lived in Eretz Yisrael. He just passed away less than a year ago. Chaval, you didn't have a chance to meet him. His name was Dr. Feuerstein. He was a German Jew. He was a Talmud Chacham as well. But he made his living in psychology rather than being a Talmud Chacham. And he was able, you know, they used to bring him kids who were autistic, who never communicated with anyone, and he would sit across the table from them, they begin to talk to him. And the parents would look at, you know, like in amazement, like this kid hasn't opened his mouth in 8 years, and here he begins to talk. And so they asked the children, like why now do you need to talk? So they said, he looked like he wanted to talk to me, so I talked to him. Namely, that you have to, there is a way of reaching everyone. We've lost some of those ways, but everyone can be reached and everyone can be taught. And once a person is taught and he learns, he can be a Talmud Chacham. But the fact that he's potentially a Talmud Chacham doesn't yet make him part of the Nitzig, someone who can judge who is the Rosh. Right? In other words, you need the criteria. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu was looking for criteria of who would be the Sari Alafim and the Sari Meos, etc. So you need criteria. One of the Iker standards is to be a chacham. If you're a chacham, you have to also be an ethical person. Otherwise, you're not a chacham, right? Or it's and you know, it's you have to be a chacham. Remain Torah in derech eretz, remain derech eretz in Torah. That there, you know, it's you have to open Pirkei Avos and see what it means to be a Baal Torah, and then you know, it's those individuals will be the ones that will serve as representatives of Klal Yisrael. Okay, so that's very, very beautiful. Lihai and Hara, I think. That we finished over here by returning to the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentioned Gimel and Kaf Gimel and Ayin Aleph. The bottom line, come the number of all of them, where they were all Musmachim, right? And we spent a whole year learning what it means to be a Musmach, what it means to be an Elohim, what it means to be a Betzedek Tishpot Amisecha, all different areas. And then at the end, we come back to the fact that, at least according to the Rambam, that it's Biyadenu, at least on a theoretical level, to reestablish the smicha. Everyone is aware, I think, probably you can check out on Wikipedia, that there was an attempt in the time of Chachmei Tzvat and Chachmei Yerushalayim to reestablish smicha according to the Rambam, because Machlokes the Ma'aribei Rav and the Ralbach. Basically, Machlokes was who served as the group of Chachamim who would choose the Musmach. Chachmei Tzfat felt that they had a monopoly on this matter, and Chachmei Yerushalayim said, who are you? Right? And that remained the Machlokes, the Tzarech HaKreya. In other words, but over there, it's fascinating what the motivation was. The motivation was, what? Well, no, what was motivation?
Krasos.
No. Malkos. The motivation was to give Malkos. Why in the world would you want to give Malkos to people? They're not dealing over here with masochists. Why did they want to give Malkos? To remove Kares. To remove Kares. People, someone was over in Averish Yeshbo Kares. So if you were do tshuva and Malkos, that would remove the Kares. So they wanted to remove Kares from individuals. They wanted to be Makarif, all of Klal Yisrael. But we needed a Malkos, even if they weren't going to hit that hard. But you needed to, and you could only give Malkos with Gimel Musmachim. And so you needed smicha in order to be able to have Malkos. So I sent you to the Rav's section in the beginning of Shiurei HaRav. He quotes over there the Dayan of Brisk, Rav Simcha Zelig. When I was in YU, Rav Simcha Zelig's son taught me Bible, Dr. Rieger. Rav Simcha Zelig was a Dayan of Brisk, and his son was the head of the basketball team of RJJ. And he became a basketball coach in Eretz Yisrael, the grandson of the Dayan of Brisk. But Rav Simcha Zelig claimed that they were wrong, that you can't reestablish smicha for the purpose of malchus. You can only reestablish smicha for the purpose of knossos, not for the purpose of malchus. And he has all lamdas over there, but l'chora, we don't see the lamdas in our black and white. But what there is in the sugya over here is a raya to the Rambam. That if you look at the Gemara we learned last time, if you remember Rav Yehuda ben Baba, he was masmich five zakenim, and one of those five zakenim was whom? That's not fair. Okay. One of the five zakenim that the Gemara speaks out, singles out for the uniqueness of who was masmichim was whom? Rav Meir. So Gemara asks, V'Rav Meir Rav Yehuda ben Baba samchei? He got smich from Yehuda ben Baba. Hama Rabba bar Bachanam Rav Yochanan kol Omer Rav Meir got samachol Rav Yakiva ein olel toa. He had smicha from Rabbi Akiva. He had like the real, true blue smicha. So the Gemara answers, Samche Rabbi Akiva velo kiblu. Samche Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba v'kiblu. That Rabbi Akiva gave Rav Meir smicha, and it wasn't accepted by the people. When Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba gave him smicha, then it was accepted by the people. Oh, what's going on over here? Who cares about what the people think? He's a samuch. So if you look in the back of the Gemara, after the Maharsha, everyone has a different Gemara, there some Gemaras have a liquid of the Mefarshim. That makes life a little easier. But there's a perish of Rav Yaakov Emden, the Yavitz, on the Gemara. And so if you look in the perish of the Yavitz on the Gemara, wherever it may be in your Gemaras, by me, by this Gemara that I have on the table, it's in the Yalkut Mefarshim Achadash al Sanhedrin and Daf Yudal and Aleph, which is printed above the Rashash, my Gemara that I have at home, it's a separate unit. It says, Samche Rebbe Kiva lo Kiblo, Nira Be'enai Tzara Chiyon, Matan Shayach Bezeh, U'mashakos of Rashi Bezeh Dochuk. What did Rashi say? Lo Kiblo, that he was too young. Rav Meir was too young. And that's why no one was Mekabalit. So the Rabbi Yaakov Amnon says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was any older? He was 18 when he became a Nasi. So he had to have smicha before that. So he was 16 and he got smicha. I mean, what's the big deal of the age? Mi neima, perhaps Messiah Yigarel Bach, the boy Davka has komas kol chachmei Eretz Yisrael with smicha bizman hazeh. That maybe this is the raya that you require all the chachamim to agree. Afagad Rabbi Akiva gufe samochave. Rabbi Akiva certainly had the right to give smicha. Lo hiniach kamoso be'Eretz Yisrael. When he left Eretz Yisrael, there was no one on his plane. But becholzo in flo kiblu. If the other chachamim didn't accept it, that's not smicha. Im ken kal v'chomer v'smicha do'idna shesomchen enam smuchen afilu echad yachol la'akeh. You need a unanimity among the chachamim. So if there was one person who felt Rav Meir wasn't yet ripe enough to get smicha, even though Rabbi Akiva felt he was, we know Rabbi Akiva sometimes misjudged. He chose Bar Kochba, right? Bar Kuziva, that he thought Bar Kochba was the Mashiach as well. Made a mistake. Anyone can make a mistake. So they felt he made a mistake also in terms of giving smicha to Rav Meir. But when kiblu, that's when it became a musmach. So you see in the Gemara already, the concept that Klal Yisrael play a role, even in the smicha of Ishmi Piish, right? That they play a role. And so the Rambam simply took that concept of kiblu and turned it into an independent form of smicha. That if kiblu, like if all Chachmi Yisrael will accept someone as being a musmach, that person will be defined as a musmach. Very fine. Okay, you should have bracha v'hatzlacha. Enjoy the chazara. And Emirz Hashem, a little over 2 weeks on Tuesday, 2 weeks down the line, or Monday, the end of May, 31st of May, Belaz. If we can have a bechina then, and anyone wants to take it earlier, right? No, I'll come pick it up. Anyone wants to take it earlier is welcome to take it earlier. But I'd like, if possible, that should be the last day for your own good. That you should be able to chazar then for the bechina in halacha before the end of this month. Okay? Seder, bracha v'hatzlacha in your chazar. Thank you.